Om Shanti. A powerful class for Brahman by B.K. Mukesh Bhaiji, Jaipur, on 2nd March 2016. Today we all welcome you on this auspicious land, Mount Abu, where the Supreme God himself emerged. You all would be surprised that from all over the world, from every 10,000 children, only one becomes Baba's child, God's child. Today we have among us 500 children of Baba with whom we will share the godly instructions by which we can become yogi, mahayogi and further rajyogi. Please listen to each and every talk carefully, as by adopting them we all will be in the new heavenly world, where some will become Lakshmi, Narayan, and some will just come in the kingdom. So first of all, we will talk about a Brahman life. The first rule for the Brahman life is Amritvela. Amritvela, at this time, God himself comes to give us Amrit. And if we remove A from Amritvela, that is, for those who are sleeping at this hour, for them it will become Mrituvela. So just erase this word A from Amrit and it becomes Mrituvela. The first basic rule for our Brahmin life is Amritvela. Amritvela is a time waking up at 3:30 a.m. and doing yoga or meditation. From 4 a.m. to 4:45 is the best time, so never miss this vela. So very important is to get up at 3:30. And what we have to do at this hour? We have to say, good morning, lovingly to Baba. Very lovingly we have to say, good morning to Baba. Say thank you to Baba for this beautiful day. Early morning, our God gives us 86,400 rupees in our hand, which means these are 86,400 seconds for the day. So we should utilize each and every second, as this is the most important time throughout the day. We should talk to our godly friend truly from our heart. So to get up early, we have to adjust our sleeping hour, either by sleeping in the afternoon, then only we can get up early at Amritvela. We don't have to adjust our complete timings for the day. We just have to adjust our sleeping hours. If we adjust our sleeping hour, then definitely we will get up early at Amritvela, which means 3:30 is the best time to get up. So keep in your mind to get up at 3:30. And if by chance we missed it, then do 45 minutes yoga extra throughout the day. But don't waste your time or day with this thought that I have missed this vela. Please set the alarm clock beforehand. And if any person does it regularly for 1 hour, then the body clock will get adjusted and you won't need any clock in your life. One more reason for not getting up early morning is at night. When we eat too much at night, or we do seva or service at late night, then don't make it a habit to do it regularly for the late night. So sleep at the time you have fixed for yourself daily. Otherwise, if you work late night and sleeping in the morning, then we all will be living the owl's life. We will begin our journey as a Raj Yogi. So Amritvela is very, very important. And if it is not possible, then we can remind it by the two great affirmations. The first affirmation is, I the soul, I am the winner of the nature. As nature is made up of 5 elements, and our body is also made up of 5 elements, these elements led us to sleep. So we have to conquer on this nature. So speak this affirmation early morning before sleeping and daytime many a times. By doing this, our body will be supporting us to get up early morning. So we have to use this as affirmation that I, the soul, I am the winner of the nature. I can win this nature. And the second affirmation is, I am the child of ocean of peace, love, the Supreme Father. As these are the two ways we can defeat the Maya. We can conquer it by conquering the nature or becoming the child of our Father. As we all know that if we get up at 2 a.m., then it is Raj Yogi. 3 a.m. is Mahayogi. 4 a.m. is Yogi. 5 a.m. is devotees, all the bhakts who are standing in the line in front of the temple. At 6, Bhogi. And when we get up at 7 or 8, then Maharogi. So in the journey from Raj Yogi to Mahayogi, we have to see at what time we get up. It doesn't mean that every day I have to get up at 2 a.m. But to have a taste of this Raj Yogi, once in a month or once in 15 days, we should get up at this time. For all Brahman, the important time is 3:30. So for Brahman family, 3:30 is a very important time, which without any excuse we have to get up. After Amritvela, the second major thing which we have to do as one of the beliefs of Brahman life is exercise. Exercise regularly to keep our body fit for at least 15 minutes or to maximum 1 hour. This is the time for our body, and our body will be with us for the long run. All the diseases like BP, sugar, will not affect you till 50 to 60 years. These days, it is starting from 25 years, 35 years and so on. So simply by a brisk walking for 15 to 30 minutes or by pranayama in the park or by any outdoor games like badminton, we can keep our body fit. As through this body only, we have to do so many sevas. So we have to keep this body fit. The next point, which is important for the Brahmin life, is spiritual study. Spiritual study is the next step, which means listening to Murli. Murli is very important instruction for Brahmin life. Murli is the breath of our life. In order to attain highest position in our next birth, Murli is very important. If we stop listening to it, then the hope of getting the highest position is also gone. So never ever miss the Murli. You know, Dadi Janki, read or listen to the Murli 8 times a day. But in this world, for us, if we just do it once, that is, read it once, write it once, and explain it once to someone, is enough. Like early morning, we can listen once, explain once to any person, just a paragraph or few lines, and then write something rich to Murali. It will help us to retain it forever and ever. By doing this way, a student can remember it more clearly, as 80% clarification we get by listening, 20% by writing, and then more clarification we get by explaining to others. You can just write the Murli essence or question or answer or vardhan, whatever way, but we have to write something. And next is that in the Murli, each and every word is for us, only for us. We should have complete faith in this, that the Murli is only for me. The Supreme Father has started this Murli for me and for no one else. The next dharana is purity. Never leave or breathe this that we should break with purity. Never leave or break this belief of purity. In English we say, if money is lost, something is lost. If health is lost, something is lost. But if character is lost, everything is lost. So we have to keep this belief in our mind that if money is lost, nothing is lost. We can again gain it. If health is lost, something is lost. But if character is lost, then everything is lost. So in this journey of Rajyogi life, we should aim for Amrit Vela, then Murli, and then purity. The next thing which is important for the Brahman life is evening yoga or meditation. It is a very important rule that we should do evening meditation or yoga. It starts from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. every day. Everyone should do it regularly. If we are working in an office, our office time is such that we cannot help it out, then we can take out some time in the office and just spare 5 to 10 minutes for ourselves. If further it is not possible, then when we return back from the office, at least we should do it for 15 minutes. At this hour, what we have to do when we are sitting in this evening yoga time, what we will be doing in this yoga? At this hour, we have to do Mansa Seva for those who are sick in the hospital, those who can't attain God, those who don't know that God is here. He is here who is giving this knowledge to us. The ones who are sad or killed or lost, their hope of their life, for them we have to do this seva by visualizing ourselves that we are in the temple and there are thousands and lakhs of people who are standing in the line. These are devotees who are standing in front of my temple, my idol, and at this hour I have to fulfill the wishes of everyone. We have to be like an angel and spread our vibration to the entire world. We can also practice it by watching anything in the television or reading in the newspaper. Something sad we have seen or we have heard at this vela, at this hour, Numasham, we have to do this service by spreading the vibration. We can even spread the vibration to the five elements, to this nature, by sending up a pure vibration to them that everything is fine, everything is perfect, everything is good. The next important part of our life is Sudarshan Chakra. As it is the cycle of self-realization, by this we can cut the neck of mayavi hurdles in our life. This cycle we have to do for 5 minutes and it can extend to 5 hours. Initially Baba says that you practice for 15 minutes. Then few days back in the Murli, Baba says that just do it for 10 minutes, 5 minutes. And now for 1 minute at least everyone should do it. So let's see this chakra, the cycle. Now, for few minutes we will practice this by doing this Sudarshan Chakra Kriya by a short meditation. Om Shanti. I am the soul, a twinkling star located at the center of my forehead. I, the soul, am a very small point of light detaching from this body, away from the sun, moon, star, and moving towards Paramdham. In the golden red color light, where there is peace everywhere, I, the soul, am with my sweet Shiv Baba. And now I have moved from here to the beginning of Satyug. I, the soul, am taking birth like a devta, like a god and goddesses. It is a very beautiful world created by God, filled with happiness, bliss, money, everything I can imagine. In this golden age, I have taken birth 2500 years ago. I have experienced this happiness. I can fly in the Pushpak Viman anywhere. The beautiful nature is all around me. Now, I am in the Dwapar Yuga. We, the soul, have built the temples of Shiv God. We have written the Shastras. And at the end of Kali Yuga, our idols in Pujya Swarup has benefited a lot of people. And then, at the end of Kali Yuga, we, the soul, have called our Father to come and meet us and fulfill our words of Gita. We have seen the God has taken the old costume of Brahma and searched for us. He liberates us from Maya and we become Sangam Yugi Brahman. And but the purity and Raj Yogi Vartan, we became angel from Brahman. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. So in this way we complete the cycle of 5000 years in 2 to 3 minutes only. Just do it 8 times regularly for 1 month. You will see the change in yourself, strength in yourself. And if not possible, just do it at least for 2 minutes. The next practice which all Brahmin have to adopt is traffic control. Traffic control is also an important part as it controls the accidents of our thoughts. So traffic control should be done in a day for 5 minutes and 5 times. At least for 5 times. We have total 9 times traffic control with the song. But if any Brahmin do it for 9 times, then it is perfectly fine. But for others, we should do for at least 5 times. The first traffic control is at 3:30 a.m. Second, 4 a.m. Third, 5:45 a.m. Fourth, 7 a.m. Fifth, 10:30 a.m. Sixth, 12 o'clock noon. Seventh, 5:30 p.m. Eighth, 7:30 p.m. And 9:30 p.m. So we should actually control the traffic of our thoughts to at least 5 times out of these slots. Whatever suits us, we should do it. The next thing which we have to adopt is divine practices. There are so many divine practices which we have to adopt to reach to that level. The first divine practice is that we don't have to take loan from anyone. The money which we have, I have to spend that money only. We all are Baba's children. We should not take loan. We should not have a feeling of taking interest or giving interest on our amount. So this habit we have to change and we have to adopt that whatever I have, I will be surviving with that amount only. The next divine practice is smile when you talk with others. We have to take support from others. We have to give support to others. So our voice should be very, very sweet. Then only the entire world people will become our friend. We should be so sweet that the people can come to our place for help and solution of their problems. Therefore, by giving the support to others, by having a sweet voice, by speaking less, by speaking slowly, we can attain this divine practice. The next one is hard time or hardly any time. As Rajyogi life should be balanced life. So share everything with Baba. Whatever good or bad, just share it with him. Tell him, as he is the ocean of love, peace and happiness. He will finish all our problems when we will share with our God. So, our face should be always cheerful. By this attitude, half of our diseases would be gone. Whomsoever we meet, we should greet everyone with smile. Have win-win situation, which means the work which I am doing will benefit me as well as others, and cooperate with others. Next is our eating habit. We eat 3 times a day, but we should always eat in silence, by remembering God, by remembering Baba. As the food is very important, it will give purity to us. So don't eat from outside. In marriages, avoid eating the food. Avoid eating garlic and onion foodstuff. And this is the main belief of our Brahmin life, that don't eat from outside. Just prepare the food which is in the presence or in the remembrance of God. The next thing is soul conscious stage. This is not possible for the whole day, for the entire day, that to stay in soul conscious stage. But at least we should take out a time, an hour for it. Let us see it with an example. Suppose the person coming in front of me crosses me, and the person moved towards right and don't want to see my face. Then I should be in soul conscious stage. At this time, firstly, I don't have to hide myself with that person. Just visualize that I, the soul, looking at the other soul. And whenever I will see that person, I will see with smile. Try to wish this person before the person wishes you. By doing this, all your broken relationship will be better. If possible, to do this practice of soul conscious, do it for at least 20 people for few minutes. To visualize 20 times in a day that I am improving my relationship with this person. This person is also a soul, I am a soul. In this way, when we do it many times, it increases our soul conscious stage. The next is, the key for every lock of problem is by saying this word, Mera Baba. The moment we are stuck in any problem, just say Mera Baba and you will get the answer. My child, don't worry, I am with you. I am holding your hand. So, we have to use this key for every problem, Mera Baba. The next is our daily chart. We should maintain a daily chart for Baba. We all Brahmin should fill this chart daily. Now comes what we have to write in this chart. We can maintain this chart weekly from Monday to Sunday and add 5 points to the right of this chart, which include Amritvela, exercise, Murli, traffic control, purity, and so on. We can add so many points. Just put a tick or a cross, or you can even add 0 for not done, 1 for just done, and 2 for done by heart. So for 5 points, 2 marks each, the total comes to 10 marks. So by the end of the day, we grade ourselves out of 10. If we do it regularly, and we see that in particular point we are getting daily 2 marks, then next week don't copy the same point. Take some other point to churn. Our aim is to fill our chart daily to get the change in ourselves. So let's conclude what all we have learnt First, Amrit Vela is important, Murli is important, purity is important, pure food is important, traffic control, Numa Sham Yog, maintaining chart, following the divine life, all those qualities which we have to keep in our mind, which can move us from yogi to mahayogi to rajyogi, and we can reach to that elevated stage in the Satyog. Now lastly, we will discuss about karma yogi, which means thinking yourself a point of light and doing every work, or imagining yourself as a point of light, imagining other as point of light, is also karma yogi. If we retain any point of Baba smoothly and throughout the day we are using it, that is also karma yogi. So keep these points in your mind, and this is all for the day. Retain these points in your mind and live a powerful Brahman life. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti.